T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Overnight America continues, and who knows? This may be the part where we join tomorrow night with the Blues having another West Coast game on the schedule. They beat Anaheim tonight. Big win there. And then on top of that, they're playing L.A. later tonight. So they're staying on the West Coast. Those late games because of the time difference, it's means we'll probably won't have a lot of time tomorrow. So we'll keep things a little more flexible for you now. 314-436-7900. You can call or text that line or 800-925-1120. Follow me on Twitter. You can reach me even when I'm not on the air, at Ryan Recker. And if you miss any part of the show, you can download it. That's right there at kmox.com/overnight or wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy them from that point. Tom calling in from Ohio. Tom, I'm guessing the 800 number's working again.
Yeah, it is, Ryan.
How about that? Yeah, you know, our producer, Mike, looked into it. He messaged the engineer. There was something fishy going on, so he fixed it. So I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, you know, somebody's playing with you or what? Because I know on one of the local stations here, even some of the people who worked at the station evidently were pranking this one host. And I just thought I'd let you know that, you know, that was going on because frustrating on my end. But, hey, a couple
wait,
things.
Who was pranking who? You mean there was someone going around doing these calls?
No, not like that. But they were messing up the computer that he was working on, so it was difficult. At least that's what he was claiming anyway.
Oh, weird. Okay, I see. So what's going on?
A couple things. Number one, as far as Alex Trebek is concerned, you know, every time I hear about somebody like that passing, or not passing away, but going into the kind of difficulties that he has, when are we going to start really focusing on health problems? I mean, you know, I got a major stake in this. I've got a lot of relatives, including an immediate brother and about probably 12 other or 13 other relatives, aunts, uncles, cousins, who died of cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even with Luke Perry, for example, it's just got people talking about high blood pressure and, you know, the signs of a stroke and how you should get yourself checked out. And people do. They take too long to get themselves checked out sometimes.
That's only part of it. See, but it goes back to, and you sort of dismissed it, the idea, and I really think that the time has come to do the same thing with the things that we know that in excess are not good for us, that work against us, salt, sugar, fat, and cholesterol, and do the same thing that's done with cigarettes.
And
put a big tax on them that does two things. Number one, it discourages use because it costs too much. And number two, the people who still want to use it, take that money and either put it into a fund to, you can actually probably be enough there. You could do several things with it. But a couple suggestions would be to use it for research on, you know, those diseases that are related to fat, salt, sugar, and cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And try to, you know, have preventative means and so forth, but also from the standpoint of education and from the standpoint of maybe even having some money for people who can't be, in terms of falling the cracks as far as health care is concerned.
Yeah.
And we can forget about a national health care program.
Well, we'd be like tariffing ourselves, basically. We'd be adding all of these. And, you know, the FDA, and they put different guidelines out. It seems like they've updated them frequently over the last decade to raise more awareness for that sort of thing.
But awareness doesn't do it. They had warnings for decades on cigarettes. Cigarettes, the Surgeon General's has proven that, as you know, statement about cancer. Cigarette smoking does cause cancer. People just ignored it.
A part of I will give credit to Obamacare in this sense. Big part of that was preventative care. They said, get to the doctor, make sure that's covered so people can get those early detections. Now, if a doctor tells you have too much sugar in your diet or too much sodium or too much salt, you're getting it directly from them. Then you know you can adjust your diet. I think that's
but
much more effective.
People don't. I've got a cousin who knows it. I was on the phone with him today. And I know, he's way overweight. He's one of these people that, and I was the same way as a kid. You get a lot of, you know, treats as a kid, and then you get older and you still like that comfort food. Mm-hmm. And whether the comfort food is cakes and pies and cookies or candy, or whether it's comfort food is chicken and grease and, you know, or whatever it is, people still have those habits. And I really think that that's one thing that, you know, we need to really focus on. Okay. The other thing I want to point out is this whole situation with Trump and Mueller. You know, we're waiting for Mueller's report, and it doesn't say anything. So I'm hearing a lot of Republicans say, well, you know, it doesn't really matter that much. Well, number one, I heard Sean Hannity say the other day that part of the reason why Cohen's testifying is that his wife was facing 30 years in prison because of a signature that she co-guaranteed a loan on that was a fraudulent loan. And they were going to stick her with the 30 years in prison. That's why his attorney, Trump's attorney Cohen, is part of the reason why he's, you know, just singing like a canary. Mm-hmm. But the other part of it is that, and I think it was Andrew McCarthy, the former former federal prosecutor, mm-hmm. who said that a lot of this stuff Mueller isn't even going to handle. He's going to, if it's in New York, he's going to pass it on to the federal prosecutor in New York, because and let that be handled at, or no, not federal, but the state prosecutor, mm-hmm. and let it be handled at a state level. And if you notice, that's part of probably what the game plan is for the Democrats' investigation, too.
No.
Because, see, Trump can't pardon anybody if it's a state crime.
Well, he's going to diversify where the charges are coming from.
If they find something that his, that Trump's son or his daughter or his son-in-law, you know, may have done was a little bit shady or was involved in, or his wife maybe co-signed on something that as a wife on taxes. I mean, you know, they can throw that to Trump.
Wait, so you can't pardon someone if it's a state crime?
Well, a governor can, but the president cannot.
I had no idea. I've never heard that.
I didn't know that either. I'm pretty sure it was Andrew McCarthy, the former federal prosecutor, who said that. I do know that that's what was stated on one of the national programs.
Huh.
But my point is this, that I really think that that's a possible problem that people don't realize. And then there's always the problem, too, of a lot of people they aren't as tuned to politics and what's going on as you and I are and a number of your listeners. What they do is, you know, they live their lives, and then, you know, about 2 weeks before a national election, they start to tune into things. But if what you see is a lot of campaign ads, or if what you've been getting are just headlines and sound bites for 2 or 3 years about, you know, Trump was investigated for this, and Trump went to prison for that, and so forth, well, then all of a sudden, when it comes time to vote, that's where one of those two situations where he might lose or have to step down from running again as sort of a, I don't want to say deal, but sort of a blackmail deal to keep from maybe his son or daughters or wife from going to prison.
Interesting. All right,
people, I think, make too light of the situation. I really think there needs to be a full force effort to fight back on this.
Yeah. All right, Tom. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling
in. Good to hear from you. I'm glad your
sports is over
with. All right,
thanks. Bye. I guess Tom was listening to some Blues hockey all the way in Ohio, over on the East Coast, Ohio. East side of Ohio. I guess there's no real Ohio coast unless you get up to Cleveland when you're on the water there, Lake Erie. All right, I want to take some more of your calls coming up, and we got a few lined up. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Don't go anywhere. This is a short break on Overnight America, KMOX. Let's go to Georgia. David, how are you tonight?
Hi, I believe the previous gentleman was correct. The president can only pardon federal crimes.
Federal crimes. Interesting.
Right.
I did not know that. I thought the president would have the power to pardon whoever he wants. I mean, I haven't really broke down the crimes of the people that have been pardoned, but go ahead, David. What's going on?
Well, if you ever notice in the films where, you know, the guy's about to be executed, he's not waiting for the president's call. He's waiting for the governor's.
I guess that's true. Well, I don't know. There was an instance where, what was it? I think the president had intervened. What was that story? I don't remember which one it was. But either way, David, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyway, you were telling the spider story a couple of nights ago,
right.
You and your wife, with the fierce battle with the harmless spider.
Oh, the spider thing. Yeah, so many people messaged me about that. They thought it was hilarious. I have been seeing so many spider videos pop up on the internet. It just makes me believe that, yes, social media is spying on you. They hear you mention spiders, and now I'm overloaded with spider stuff.
Well, what I wanted to point out to anyone in North America, there are only two poisonous spiders for people. Learn what a black widow looks like and a brown recluse looks like, and every other spider is harmless.
Mm. I like to play it safe and just get rid of them all.
Well,
why risk it, David?
Well, because it's not a risk.
Doesn't have to be, to me.
They're destructive looking things. And then you poisoned your backyard and killed every living thing, apparently, which is part of the problem. They're talking about, a good test. Remember when you were a kid driving around, you had to clean off your windshield for the bugs?
What do you mean, clean off? Like when you're a kid riding a bicycle?
When you're driving around with your parents and
wind
up with all that muck.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen much anymore, and the reason is we're actually wiping out the insects.
Hmm.
We're, the study that just came out the other day, now granted it was just a couple of countries, but it was the Netherlands and Costa Rica, and they lost 40% of their insects.
Wow. To what?
They're just gone. And part of it is people want to somehow live in a sterilized environment. Well, sterilized environment is called everything's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of risks. Those pesticides, they're not that thoroughly researched. The research, the testing is fairly rudimentary before it hits the market. So you are engaging in somewhat of a risk-taking situation with your pets and kids and everything running around out there, because if it's toxic to a lot of broad-spectrum living things, we don't know what the long-term effects of those are on us. We simply do not know, because no one's done any testing of any kind long-term for these things. Just bear that in mind.
Yeah, when I treat my lawn, I do the weed and feed, which normally helps, I also put down some grub killer, even though I don't think I need it. I used to use it in Indiana, and I think out of habit, I continued to mix it together. But the only type of spray I use outside is the border. You put it around the baseline of your home. It's like a hand pump spray or whatever. And I do that around the house in order to try to keep the bugs outside the house. I don't really treat the lawn to kill the insects. I haven't really noticed that I've had a big influx of those around here. But I never really thought about the windshield thing, only once in a while. Like when I drive from here to Michigan, I always have a ton of bugs that are splattered on my windshield. So I haven't seen them, though, just driving around St. Louis. You don't get a lot of them that way, though.
Yeah, and I think that's because, urban and suburban folk are very pristine yard conscious,
mm-hmm.
and we're not quite aware of the price we're paying. Now, I've had the same lawn for 24 years, never used a herbicide, never used an insecticide, and every time we mow the clippings back into the lawn, and I get compliments on my lawn every year,
mm-hmm.
and I've done nothing to it. Meantime, there are people all over our town who are pouring so much money and so much fertilizer and so much everything in it because they're trying to make something look artificially perfect. I mean, they may as well get artificial turf from what they want it to look like.
Mm.
That's not a really realistic or healthy thing to see, because it's not something that occurs naturally. I mean, you look at some great meadow, it's not a monocolor environment. It's a lot of other stuff.
Hmm. I guess turf wouldn't bother me. You give me a good idea. I should probably find a turf company around here that I can replace my lawn with. That'd be a great idea. You know, they, on a side note, I saw a video online where a person was filming this giant spider on the back of their hatchback, and this thing was huge. It was like the size of their taillight, and the thing was crawling, and it crawled in between the cracks of the tailgate, so it went inside the car. And the big question was, do you try to pull that person over and let them know this giant spider just got inside their car? That scares me. And you know what? I don't think the offset of helping the ecosystem would ever outweigh the ability to me wanting to find and kill that thing.
Well, if it's a really big spider, you know, big being a relative term, not the biggest one I'm aware of in North America is a garden spider, the ones that spin those really big webs. And the most they can do is pinch you.
Oh.
I mean, that's all they do.
That's okay.
Meantime, they're doing a great job of killing mosquitoes. Now, wrong mosquito bites you, can kill you.
Yeah. Yes, it can. You got to watch out for that. They still test for that West Nile all the time. You see those reports pop up. All right, David, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
Take care now.
In defense of spiders, from Georgia, David calling in from the Spider Research Center. Mike in St. Louis. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
How are you doing today?
Good.
Anyway, I know you're not a fan of self-driving cars.
No,
but
I'm not.
Yeah, I am. But here's how I thought of a different spin about it. If we can spend all this money on going outer space, I think it don't take a rocket science. I think there's no reason we can't have self-driving cars right now in St. Louis. I would want one in Cicero and have compassion, because a lot of that's a waste of money for the future, and it could be good for handicapped bikes. I think it'd be a great idea, so, and it would help the economy as well. That's my honest opinion. You might not like it. I can understand that, but I think we could share the road and compassion. I think it would be fantastic and really help the economy. And I would buy one right now if they had it.
What do you mean you'd buy one? I thought you don't drive.
A self-driving car.
No, I thought you don't drive, though.
Oh, I drove. I never got my license, the car. I took driver's license permit. I could drive if I want to. If I didn't drive, the only reason, I'd be too nervous on the road where people are cutting you off.
So you would go out and get a driver's license just so you can go purchase a self-driving vehicle?
I don't know if you would require one for self-driving. You know how people say that, well, they hit people, the self-driving cars? But check this record. Don't take my word from my friend I work with. They say if you check the record, did you know more human beings hit more people than the self-driving cars do?
Well, maybe. I mean, they're still in testing phases. But, I mean, there's just a big giant one down in Florida they're still trying to investigate. I mean, it's not like these self-driving cars are 100% accurate right now.
But they're a plus. If they got in California, like two states and legal, trying to fight for two states. I don't see any reason why we can't have them in St. Louis. I think they're making a lot of excuses, and I think they can make this work and help the economy, and I think we should share the road out of compassion. You can
not
help the handicap. Well,
yeah.
But what about the other handicap and people don't drive? I think it'd be a plus. I really
do.
Now, you disagree with that.
Mike, there's a lot of other services where people can get rides if they don't have a vehicle.
Yeah, but I want self-driving where we can have the car. Now, how about this? And as you say, you don't like it, but once they got it working, like you're tired, you don't feel like driving, and it actually come where you live and pick you up.
Why would you spend $50,000 on a self-driving car when you can get an Uber for $20? I mean, why would you do that?
Trust Uber. Well, I'll give you one good example. You remember in one case, one of them Google drivers robbed a passenger?
Yeah.
And if you own the car, you're in there with who you know you're with. Totally different story. I think it'd be safe that way as well.
Oh, I don't know. I'd love to see Uber respond to that. Who's safer, self-driving car or trained Uber professional? I think they would argue with you on that.
Self-driving car. Okay, you could take a poll. I say self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Now, you work. Say you're tired. I know you get tired, but just think if it worked and you might have a different fat. So how would you feel? You're real tired and your car is home with your wife, comes all the way where you're at, picks you up and takes you home and gets you safe. Wouldn't that be cool?
I guess it would be cool. I wouldn't be able to sleep in a moving vehicle if I'm not, if I'm responsible
right.
for it. Mike, I think you're thinking way too far down the line. All of this stuff would be available long after you're dead. I know.
No, they need to do it now.
No, I'm saying you're going to be dead by the time all of this is out there.
No, I hope not. Somebody out there got some good sense like a genius. Get them up here and start making some money and help the economy in St. Louis area.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I know. Mike's a big self-driving car fan. I am not. I just do not feel comfortable in it. We had a guest on last week where it was someone from the Oklahoma Insurance Group or something like that. But she was saying that the way they guess there will be a majority of self-driving vehicles on the road by 2040, so 20 years from now. So, Mike, if you're still around in 20 years, that'll be the time for you to pick up one of these things. Yeah, there's going to be a cost analysis. These self-driving vehicles aren't cheap. They're not consumer ready yet either. They're still testing these things. All the communities that have self-driving vehicles where they've tested them, like in Arizona, for example, hate these things. They hate them because they don't follow the way other humans drive. You know, they're super slow. They drive like, you know, the 90-year-old lady on the road. They hold things up. A lot of times you can anticipate what a car is going to be doing, but if the car makes a sudden stop, it puts everyone else in danger too. It's kind of like when you're driving in the fast lane and you're holding everyone up behind you, and they make this slowpoke law because it's more dangerous for you to drive slow in the fast lane, even if it's at the speed limit, than it is for you to get over and let someone else speed by you. So the cops start fining you and give you the tickets if you're the one holding up traffic. It's kind of like that with the self-driving cars right now. They're the ones holding up traffic, all these places where they test it. And it's definitely not flawless. They have a lot of things to work out still. So it's not for me. I like the control of being able to control, have the vehicle to myself and do what I need to do. It's got a long way to go before they convince me. There was a viral video. Was it in California? A dude was doing about 75 miles an hour on the freeway, sleeping, allowing his car to do all the work. No joke. That video is circulating right now. It's insane. You must have some death wish to do that right now. Seriously. All right. Another segment coming up. 314-436-7900. I say another segment because I don't know what we're going to talk about. We could get a spider call. We could get a flying vehicle call. You never know. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Wanted to point this out. Let's see. Joy texting in says, Spider Lady and Hot Dog Grilled Cheese Lady. Hooray for David. Spiders are our friends. And the self-driving car guy is out of it. All right. So, Joy, this is what we should do. If you want a pen pal, we'll get you and David writing messages back and forth to each other. You can be the spider friends. You'll be Spider-Man and Spider... Is there a Spider-Girl? That doesn't make sense, does it? Like, there's Superman and Superwoman. There's, I guess, Wonder Woman. But there's not really, like, a Spider-Man and a Spider-Woman. I don't think, at least. I guess there could be. But thank you, Joy, for that. And if you'd like, yeah, we'll get you guys on the same page when it comes to spider talk. Tina says, you sound really tired. I hope you're having a good night. Do I sound tired tonight? I feel that since we started the show really late with the blues on the West Coast and the start time being later, it just naturally happens to me. The later the show actually starts, the more tired I feel. It's weird. When I'm starting at 10 o'clock, the regular start time for Overnight America, things are different. It just, you know, you're more vibrant, you're up, you're moving around, but it's almost like you have to sit and wait. It's like a rain delay. When the players are out there waiting to go at it, I think they come out a little sluggish after the rain delay, even though it feels like they're just relaxing or resting. You have to get into a certain mindset. I wanted to cover this because it's a fascinating take, and I wish I could be as optimistic as this man in St. Charles. So we found out this story, and this was just from a couple of days ago. Man making deliveries for Amazon Prime on Tuesday, shot outside of a Target store. There was someone that was upset that he parked in a handicapped spot. The person that shot this individual, this 21-year-old driver, Jalen Walker, in a hospital still. KMOV sat down and interviewed him. He's in a hospital bed. He has a lot of stuff hooked up to him. So it looks like he has all kinds of different devices that are strapped around his torso. It almost looks like someone that's wearing like a back brace that's wrapped around like the elastic back braces, but it's a lot longer. So it goes all the way up to the bottom of his pecs. He's got, of course, the wires and he's got the tubes. He's got a neck brace on and he's not moving around too much. Jalen Walker sitting next to his wife. I'm going to assume his wife, could be his girlfriend. I don't know. But here's what happened on Tuesday. Let me give you an update of what's going on. And then I want to play a clip of what he told to KMOV. So police say the Amazon driver parked in this handicap spot. Then a 65-year-old, who has been charged, came up to him, Larry Tomlinson, and was upset, started taking photos of the vehicle in the handicap spot, and did not like he was in the handicap spot. Apparently, there was a little scuffle. I think that he tried to confront this 21-year-old, and they ended up on the ground. He got up and tried to run away, like he was getting away from this guy. That's when 65-year-old Larry Tomlinson, as they say in this police report, fired at his back while he was running away. This 21-year-old is paralyzed from his waist down because of this. He's going to survive, but he's not going to be the same. This is the target across from an elementary school in St. Charles. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Tomlinson arrested at the famous footwear near the shooting where it happened. Didn't stick around, I guess. St. Louis County Prosecutor Tim Lohmer announced that the office had charged Tomlinson with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. They noted that he was the aggressor the entire incident. He had plenty of opportunities to stop the confrontation, but he did it anyway. He was not doing this in self-defense. There's no indication he was doing this in self-defense. His mugshot's online. Let me play for you the audio from 21-year-old Jalen Walker. Imagine this was you, or imagine this was your loved one. Imagine you're sitting next to this hospital bed, or you're the one in the hospital bed. You find out that you're paralyzed from the waist down. Your entire life, you're 21 years old. You had a long life ahead of you. And then this happens. You're just trying to make an honest living. Deliveries for Amazon. It's not the most glorious job in the world. Probably not one you're going to have for a long time. Just one that works up until you get something else you can do with your life. Then this happens. He makes a mistake by parking in a handicapped spot, and then some wacko comes up and shoots you for it. Okay? Now, I don't know how you would react to this, but my goodness, listen to how this 21-year-old Jalen Walker reacted.
Police say Tomlinson shot him in the back.
Okay. I just thank God for letting me just, you know, still be able to breathe.
Hmm.
I have a one-year-old son that potentially might not ever remember or see me walk. Play college basketball. Probably never ever do it again.
He has so much he still needs to do. And I think that's why God spared his life. Because with the caliber of gun, he should have died. So the silver lining is he's still here.
Wow. I gotta say, it's humbling the way this couple is approaching this. What does he say? It's not, I can't believe this guy did this. I hope, he goes to jail for the rest of his life. I hope, you know, the worst things happen to him. You know, this is what he says. He says, I have a one-year-old child. God gave me an opportunity to be in his life. Gave me a second chance. Could have all ended yesterday because of this guy. Didn't even mention the other guy, but could have all ended. Could have been it. But instead, I was given a second chance. My goodness, I don't know how he's able to conduct himself this way, but God love this guy. I wish there was more people that can look at life like him. He is on the road for a long recovery. There's a GoFundMe account that's set up to help pay for his medical bills. I really hope that there's a lot of people that take it up and pitch in a little bit because I know he could use it. I know moments like this, St. Louis, you take care of people like this. And I can tell you that he is a worthy recipient of whatever you can throw his way. Jalen Walker is his name. Just look him up on the GoFundMe. And there could be someone out there that is just an angel and says, I've been good. Life's been good. Economy's been doing good. I made a couple extra bucks. Maybe I'll go out there and I'll do something good for this guy. Because it sounds like he's got a lot of good left. Maybe you're one of those anonymous people that could go do something. I encourage you to go do it for a guy like this, Jalen Walker. Whew, wow. That's humbling. Another segment, one more left before we say goodnight on Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. Tina text messaging, prayers for that poor man. So, so sad.
Yeah.
You know, this may sound terrible to say this, but, you know, since this happened in St. Charles, at least they're charging the guy. You know, if it happened in the county or city, I don't know how the prosecutors would handle this. They probably would have let this guy off leniently. It just drives me nuts. At least that went into a place where we know this guy will hopefully get every charge thrown at him that is possibly, I guess, possible. But Tina also messaged in, Ryan, back to bugs. Have you ever thought about all the boxes that come to people's homes, you know, Amazon, such, don't know where they've been, what warehouse, and what kind of bugs are in the boxes? Think about that. No, Tina, why would you do that to me? Now that's all I'm going to think about. Every time I have a box delivered at the house, do I need to go through with gloves and I'll put on like a painter's mask and I'll have to look through this and, oh, thanks a lot, Tina. You know, there was one time when I bought a rolling, like one of the rollers that you would use to paint with, and it came with one of the roller heads on there, you know, the soft roller heads that you'd be able to use to paint a wall. And when I went to change the roller head out, it got stuck on it. It broke away. The metal broke away from the handle at the very bottom. So it ruined the roller. But when I looked into the handle, there was a dead giant spider inside of it. It came that way when I bought it. And that freaked me out. So Tina, thank you very much. I'm going to go back into full inspection mode of anything they bring into the house. It's going to be like the International Space Station. They have to inspect everything, you know, before they get out of the airlock and make sure everything's fine. It's going to have to create an airlock in my house. I'm going to have to create like a tent where I can just spray and kill anything that may be in there. Man. No, I'm not Googling it, Tina. I'm not going to do it. You know, there's a story that popped up on the New York Post, and this is starting to get some people a little riled up. Says an unnamed boy was attacked after sticking his hand covered in a sock through the neighbor's fence when a husky sunk its teeth into it. They say thinking it was a toy. Okay. This is a tough situation because a lot of people are torn on what to happen here. So the kid had his hand completely torn off. Okay. And they presume that this husky ate the kid's hand. Ingested it. The dog is being held right now, and he is trying to do everything he can to not have the dog put down. Of course, if you live next door and your kid's hand was just bitten off by a dog, that's not acceptable. The dog's owner, self-described animal lover, started a petition to try to raise money in order to keep the dog in quarantine and not have the dog put down. So, we only got a couple of minutes here. Maybe there's a few people that would be able to give me a comment on this or not. Do you put the dog down? I think you have to, period. I don't care if it was the dog's fault or not. A dog ate a child's hand, and you're trying to say, well, no, but the circumstance says this dog should be kept alive. Sometimes just there's nothing you can do. They're dogs. They're stupid. They act a certain way. But obviously, you are responsible for your dog. If something you are responsible for tears a kid's hand off, you don't keep that thing around. You can say it's a circumstance, but it's not one you should have to argue at this point. I'm sorry. Even if it wasn't the dog's fault, it eats a kid's hand, it's done, period. Text message, that's awful. Yes. The dog has to go, unfortunately. Yeah, it is unfortunate, but the dog has to go. So they're raising money right now, and they're trying to get this dog released. They say they haven't noticed the dog be aggressive or have any aggressive tendencies in the past, but said that it had been skittish since experiencing trauma. said they would always love on people when they saw someone walk by. They would let people pet them. Right now, the neighbor plans to help with the boy's medical bills by potentially organizing a bake sale. Oh, well, thanks a lot. Okay, so your dog just ate your child's hand. Yeah, we'll make it even. I'll create a bake sale and we'll raise some money for your animal. No, thank you. I wouldn't want to talk to that neighbor at all. I wouldn't be in cooperation with that neighbor. You kidding me? You're not friends with a guy like that. Oh, he wants to make a 5K run or a combination of both. Oh, a bake sale and a 5K run. I'm sorry. The dog's got to go, period. No question. No question there. I know there's a lot of animal lovers out there. What kind of dog was that? It was a husky. They say that in the story it was a husky. You know, I'm a dog that owns I'm a pit bull owner. I've had my puppy for 8 years now. Great dog. I mean, he's such a companion. But I understand the circumstances of the breed I have. You don't get a lot of leniency with a breed like that. So if this story was a pit bull, you better believe it would be completely different. I don't think there'd be anyone defending it. Kind of to show you the hypocrisy of it all. Really, you don't base your actions on, or I guess your understanding based on the actions of the dog, rather you're basing your understandings on the breed of the dog. It shouldn't even factor in. Shouldn't even matter what kind of dog it was, really. You got a dog that eats a child's hand, doesn't matter what the breed is, you get rid of it, period. You know, there was another dog story in the news. This is in New Jersey. CBS New York was reporting it. So a New Jersey town wants to get tough. And let me play this report from you. It's funny that they're covering this in New York.
Jersey town wants to get tough on excessive dog barking. A proposed ordinance in Saddle River would prohibit loud, continuous barking for 20 minutes during the day and for 15 minutes at night.
Ooh, loud, continuous barking. Tell me that's not terrible. You're trying to wind down for the day. And it's tough for me, too. When I go, I'm normally taking a nap during the day. And night people understand this. Everyone that's ever worked the night shift knows that when you go home, the rest of the world has a completely different schedule than you. You have people calling you when you're trying to sleep. It's not like there's a courtesy during the day, like they know you've worked all night. No one's giving you a call at 1 or 2 in the morning. You're not getting solicitations and things like that this late. But you will at 10 in the morning, 9 in the morning, 8 in the morning, whatever it is. And you're trying to sleep because you just worked the overnight shift. You know, they're knocking on your door. They're doing deliveries. There's solicitors coming over here and there. You got people mowing lawns, honking, jackhammering, construction, all of these things. And it's just not easy if you have this late night schedule to try to get past all of those things. The last thing you want is to finally lay down after a long day and the neighbor's dog won't stop barking. And you're thinking, get that dog inside. That dog is just barking. Leave it alone. Get it inside. I don't want to hear this thing all day. Well, in New Jersey, they want to do more. And, you know, how about this? Would you endorse what this town's trying to do? Take a listen.
Dog owners who break the rules could face fines between $100 and $1,000.
Ooh.
They could get community service.
Ooh, $100 to $1,000, depending on how many times it's happened. And community service. If you're responsible for a dog that's barking outside, I'm all for that. I know you can't control the dog. The thing is, it's not everyone else's job in the neighborhood to ignore your dog that you can't take care of. You got to find a way. And listen, I know there's scenarios where you can't help it, right? The dog just barks and you can't get the dog to stop barking. Here's a quick litmus test for you. Is the dog only barking when it's outside, but it's fine on the inside? Then keep the dog inside. Done. Solved. But then they go even further.
Even prison time.
Ooh, even prison time. How would you like to get your neighbor thrown in the slammer for constantly letting the dog bark outside all day? It is infuriating. It really is.
Prison time.
Ooh, get that guy in there.
Public hearing and vote are scheduled there in Saddle River on March 18th.
Yeah, March 18th. That's coming up pretty soon. 11 days from now. Someone that has to sleep during the day, totally understand it. Luckily, none of my neighbors have barking dogs like crazy. And even if they bark, it's not like all day. You know, they'll see someone and they'll bark, or maybe the other neighbors will let their dogs out and they'll see each other through the fence line. They might bark at each other, or whatever it is. Luckily, my dog's not a barker. The only time he barks is if someone knocks on the door or does the doorbell. Only time. He'll see someone through the window. It won't matter. He'll see someone through the fence. Won't matter. Here's the other thing. If all you have are outdoor dogs, you got to find a way to fix that. Because if your dogs are just barking outside all the time, it means you can't care for your dog properly. That's what it means. And you have to figure out very quickly what you're going to do to remedy that. Because the worst thing you can do is just have an outdoor dog you don't care about. You're just waiting to either run away or die. Don't be that type of owner, please. Here's another text message. Oh, white noise machine. We have one of those in my kid's room. It helps him sleep at night. Eh, it doesn't. Yeah, I don't think it factors in. I don't think that'll help me sleep any better, the white noise machine. I guess it could, but I'm guessing it won't. And that does it for me tonight. Only an hour and a half show tonight. Man, these ones go by so quick. Tomorrow's going to be even quicker. So I'll be back after the Blues game. They're still on the West Coast. They're playing Los Angeles. You know what that means? Probably won't even get on until 12:30, 1 o'clock again. Might only be an hour show for the last one of the week. How about that? In the meantime, follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. Very easy for you to message me on there. Or you could download any part of the show you missed and listen to it for free. The web address, kmox.com/overnight. You can also get it on your favorite podcast app. Sleep well. Hopefully there's no barking dogs waiting for you when the sunlight pops up. We'll see you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.